More than 7,400 young men and women from all over the world are part of this year's freshman class at the University of Arizona, and officials say they are a little less undecided this time around. Casey Urquidez is the Assistant Vice President of Student Affairs at the U of A. She says most incoming freshmen are declaring a major.
We're seeing less students choose undecided as a major. They're coming in with some type of an idea of what they want to do. That's not to say that they don't change their mind. I mean, I know when I was a student, I changed my major 4 times, and a lot of students change their major as they get into it and realize they really want to do a little bit something else.
Out of the 120 majors available at the U of A, she says business had been the most popular declared major for the last 5 years, but now students are seeking careers in different fields.
This year, another reason that we're very excited about this class coming in is that we have more students choosing areas in the STEM fields. And so we have students in engineering and science where those majors have grown, education as well. So we're very excited about the growth we're seeing in some of those areas that we know as a nation and a state we need to see that growth.
Urquidez says in 2004, the incoming freshman class was 6,000 students, almost 1,500 less than this fall.
We have been growing every year, just a little bit, between 100 to 200 students.
She says recruitment is important for the U of A, especially during the last few years when the downturn economy has affected families across the country.
So nationally, a lot of schools struggle to bring in more and more students, and we are working really hard to bring those students in, but they're also finding us and knowing that the University of Arizona is a good place for them to be.
Urquidez says 61% of the incoming freshmen are in-state students and 39% are out-of-state or international students. California continues to be the state sending the most out-of-state students to the U of A, but Urquidez says the Pacific Northwest is becoming popular.
We've really increased the number of students from Washington State that are coming to us, as well as Oregon and Colorado. But we have big feeder states in the Midwest, as well as the East Coast, too, which sometimes surprises people. But we definitely have students from all over the country and some major hubs where we get lots of students from. Texas is growing for us as well.
She says the highest number of international students continue to come from China.
That's pretty common nationally, but we've definitely continued to see that trend with ours as well. We're making a lot of ground in some of our Middle Eastern countries, India, and working on building Latin America. But China's our number one feeder.
With so many students moving to Tucson to go to school, Urquidez says the interest and demand in campus living increases. In the last couple of years, the U of A has added new residence halls for the students starting out.
They want a traditional experience because the University of Arizona, I think, it offers that unique experience still. Where a lot of schools do a lot, they're more metropolitan or they're just larger campuses where you get that campus feel of a traditional college campus and the students want to live on campus. So we knew that as we grew in our numbers, we needed to provide more housing opportunities. So that's part of the reason that was those new halls were built.
Urquidez says college students do better in school when they live on campus their freshman year, and that increases retention levels. Making sure that these new students stay and finish college in 4 or 5 years is a priority for the U of A and state universities nationwide. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.